Preamble. One of my favourite people in the world hosts the podcast. She asks the same question with the same dubious smile each time. What is it like to be you? And she is a remarkable woman amongst many whose words informed and inspired this memoir. Many works of this genre fail, even when the author is one of her own. They elaborate, reassure, and even apologise politely as though they're judged by their worst enemy. They use language guaranteed to alienate readers on the very first page, as those who remain are left with little more than an academic, yes superficial, grasp, while the author diagnoses prematurely and pathologises what is otherwise a perfectly healthy, albeit unexplored, misunderstood, and ultimately extraordinary mind. They stress without fail that the author is not such and such, I am such. Astute readers may appreciate subtle nuances they offer without whitewash an entire psychological map of my life, and you will not receive a lollipop. You will live inside my world. You may even laugh, and I hope you do. You will not be harmed, I promise. This book intentionally avoids naming its very topic until the end, except where otherwise indicated, intellectual discussion is also avoided. Instead, the topic is presented through scenes matching my own thoughts at the time. I became self-aware, self-actualised in that awareness when I stumbled on some literature at the age of 15 years old. Since then, the public has gained a somewhat better understanding, but a lot of people who are out seem to be caricatures of sorts. They internalise concepts of who they are in a pathological context and then become, as a matter of identity, their condition. This may be true even when they do otherwise lead interesting lives. I'm not a condition. I'm a human being, and I reject that word. Yes, that word. Some scenes are written in more detail than others, but all of the scenes are written in the style of a summarised report. Unlike other memoirs, I do not actively try to relive the scene. I summarise the events, focusing on my own cognition at the time of each event, sometimes reconciled with my current understanding, which may have changed since. Look not only at the scenes, but the composition of them. People, places, things. A lot of this book, and the point that it's trying to make to the reader, is not defined. It is defined not only by what's written, but often by what's not. This memoir is psychological in nature, with events and scenery as support, but the scenes themselves need not matter. I could describe an entirely different life with the same mind, had I lived a different life, writing a book in the same style as this one, and the message would be exactly the same. This is all to suggest, look not necessarily at the contents of my life, but the mind. Look at the mind behind it. Pay attention to what I do, and judge by contrast. What would you have said? What would you have done? What would you have thought differently? How do I differ from you, in other words? I leave all of this as an exercise for the astute reader. The book is provided for educational purposes, demonstrating my mind, instead of explaining it directly, although a more direct theoretical analysis will be provided at the end of the book. Trigger warning. This book may contain violence, abuse, suicidal ideation, explicit sexual material, drug addiction, advanced British humour, medical trauma, harassment, and multiple bad pop culture references. Reader discretion is advised.